Welcome, welcome, welcome to the beginning of your journey of becoming a self-architect. So excited to have you here with me today. So excited to be joining you on your process of living into and becoming your ideal self. Now, before we get into all of that, I first want to start by giving you a bird's eye view of the course outline, as well as what kind of learning you can expect over the duration of this course. And really, we can break it down into three different kinds of learning: conceptual learning, collaborative learning, and experiential learning. So conceptual learning will be the online content, like the video you just watched and this audio module that you're listening to right now. That's gonna be the bulk of the course content. The second piece, which is collaborative, is going to be where you get an opportunity to join us and engage with us through the online community. And that's fantastic because you're going to be able to talk to and share experiences with other like-minded people who are on the same journey as you, of course, in their own unique way. And that's going to help you to be more engaged in the whole process of self-architecture. The third kind is experiential learning. This is where the entire course comes to life. This is where you get an opportunity to take all of the content that we're going to be talking about, everything that you're going to be talking about with other people in the online community, and apply it in the real world, in your real life, and practice it and use it and allow it to work for you. And that is where the bulk of the learning is really going to be, in that experiential piece. So the experiential piece is going to compose of several different items. You've got the blueprint that you've created. Then you've got your meditation exercises, your guided visualization exercises, and the actual course outline, which is going to walk you through everything. It's going to tell you exactly what to do from beginning to end. It's also going to give you some incredible questions and things to consider. There are also some exercises where you get to write things down, some reflection pieces, and that in combination with going out there, getting into your life and applying this is going to be the bulk of the learning. So the conceptual stuff, the online videos and audio modules, 10% of your learning only. The collaborative pieces, joining the online community, 20%. So two times the amount of learning, getting in there, learning from other people, sharing experiences. The last part, experiential learning, is 70% of your learning in this course. Very, very important. Now, why is that? It's because the experience is where the learning actually happens. It's where the learning comes alive. And that's where you're really going to get the biggest value out of what we talk about here in the audio and video modules. And I want you to think of it like this. Think back to the very first time that you learned how to drive. So there's a good chance that you went to a driving course or class of some kind. And when you were in that class, they gave you a driving manual or a driving book. And in that driving book, there were signs, road signs, different rules and regulations of the road, all of that good stuff to teach you how to drive. Then you had your classroom environment, so the people that were joining you in that class to also learn how to drive. Then you had the actual driving part. So to compare it to what we're doing here, that book or that driving manual is like the course content, the conceptual stuff, the videos and the audio. The community would be like your classmates. They're the people that you share the experience with. And then the experiential part would be the actual driving. So now I have to ask you this. Would you trust being in a car with someone who's never actually driven before? Probably not. Well, what if that person read the driving manual and talked about driving with all of the people who are also learning how to drive? I mean, it helps, but you probably still wouldn't be very confident. Why? Because in order to learn how to drive, you have to drive. There is no other way. So when you think about that, I want you to relate it to this course. When you get out there, when you practice some of the tools, when you're going through the entire workbook, when you're using your blueprint, that is the driving. and it's all about experiential learning. The other good piece is that you will have an opportunity when you're going through the workbook to write down some of the questions that you have, and you can bring those questions to me. I'll be doing a Q&A in our online community to answer some of those questions for you. So I am very excited to get started here. You'll see everything that you need below. Make sure you hop in, join us in the community. We cannot wait to meet you, to greet you, to see you, to talk about all the incredible things that you are going to be working towards. Looking forward to it, and I'll see you there.